Welcome to Scheib Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Fred Schuelt. Batting second. The first baseman, Jack Burns. Batting third. The right fielder, Bruce Campbell. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Goose Goslin. Batting fifth. The catcher, Rick Farrell. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Ski Melillo. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Lynn Storti. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jim Levy. Batting ninth. The pitcher, George Blaeholder. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, George Blaeholder. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Max Bishop. Batting second. The center fielder, Mule Haas. Batting third. The catcher, Mickey Cochran. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Al Simmons. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Eric McNair. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Jimmy Dykes. Batting ninth. The pitcher, George Earnshaw. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, George Earnshaw. And now, play ball. Fred Schuelt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schuelt hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bishop settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns takes first base on ball four. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell strikes out. Two outs. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Burns. The throw from Cochran, and McNair drops the ball. That's a stolen base and an error. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop hits a line drive into left field. Goslin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas strikes out. Two outs. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards short. Levy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Farrell for the out. One out. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lynn Storti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Storti strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer takes first base on ball four. Fox moves to second. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair hits a pop-up towards the mound. Blaeholder settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Blaya Holder fields it and throws to second for the out. Fox moves to third. Two outs. George Earnshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Earnshaw hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Blaya Holder fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Earnshaw scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Levy for the out. One out. George Blaya Holder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blaya Holder strikes out. Two outs. Fred Shult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shult is 0 for 1 in the game. Shult takes first base on ball 4. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Burns hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Shult moves to third. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0 for 1 in the game. Campbell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Shult scores. Burns moves to second. It's 1-0, Browns. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 0 for 1 in the game. Goslin hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0 for 1 in the game. Bishop is called out on strikes. One out. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0 for 1 in the game. Haas hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Campbell. Haas reaches second base with a double. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Cochran takes first base on ball 4. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 1 in the game. Simmons hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Shult, who is chasing the ball. Simmons reaches third base with a triple. Haas scores. Cochran goes all the way around to score. It's 2-1, Athletics. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Kramer hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Goslin. Kramer reaches second base with a double. Simmons scores. Fox moves to third. It's 3-1, Athletics. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0 for 1 in the game. McNair hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fox scores. There goes Kramer trying to get to home. Goslin throws the ball into Farrell, who tags Kramer, who's trying to score from second, for the out. Two outs. It's 4-1, Athletics. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0 for 1 in the game. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Storti fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0 for 1 in the game. Farrell hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Cochran settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0-for-1 in the game. Melillo strikes out. Two outs. Len Storti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Storti is 0-for-1 in the game. Storti hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Cochran settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Browns 1. The Athletics will come to bat. George Earnshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Earnshaw is 0-for-1 in the game. Earnshaw hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0-for-2 in the game. Bishop hits a pop-up towards short. Levy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Haas hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Earnshaw moves to second. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cochran hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns scoops it up and throws to first, with Blea Holder covering, for the out. Earnshaw moves to third. Haas moves to second. Two outs. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got two RBIs. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards third. Storti fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Earnshaw scores. Haas moves to third. It's 5-1, Athletics. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Fox strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 0-for-1 in the game. Levy is hit by the pitch. Nap Klauser pinch hits for George Blea Holder. Nap Klauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klauser takes first base on ball 4. Levy moves to second. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Schult takes first base on ball 4. Levy moves to third. Klauser moves to second. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair fields it and throws to second for the out. Levy scores. Klauser moves to third. One out. It's 5-2, Athletics. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Campbell hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair fields it and throws to second for the out. Klauser scores. Two outs. It's 5-3, Athletics. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 0-for-2 in the game. Goslin hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Earnshaw fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Browns 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Kaufman now pitching. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Kramer hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Schult. Kramer reaches second base with a double. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McNair bunts towards third. Storti can't make a play. That's a base hit. Kramer moves to third. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0 for 2 in the game. Dykes hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Goslin. Dykes reaches second base with a double. Kramer scores. McNair moves to third. It's 6-3, Athletics. George Earnshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Earnshaw is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Earnshaw hits a fly ball into center field. Schulte settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. McNair scores. One out. It's 7-3, Athletics. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0 for 3 in the game. Bishop takes first base on ball 4. Mühlhaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Haas bunts towards the mound. Kaufman fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Dykes moves to third. Bishop moves to second. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cochran hits a fly ball into left field. Goslin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Dykes scores. Two outs. It's 8-3, Athletics. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 3 RBIs. Simmons hits a fly ball into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0 for 2 in the game. Farrell hits a pop-up towards third. Dykes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0 for 2 in the game. Melillo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lynn Storti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Storti is 0 for 2 in the game. Storti hits a fly ball into right field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Browns 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Fox hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 doubles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Fox moves to second. One out. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. McNair hits a ball on the ground towards third. Storti fields it and throws to first for the out. Fox moves to third. Two outs. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Storti fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Levy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Dick Kaufman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaufman hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Schulte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schulte is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Schuld hits a fly ball into right field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Burns takes first base on ball 4. Lovey moves to second. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Campbell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox scoops it up and throws to first, with Earnshaw covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Browns 3. The Athletics will come to bat. George Earnshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Earnshaw is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Earnshaw hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lovey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Bishop hits a fly ball into left field. Goslin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a double. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 0-for-3 in the game. Goslin hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-3 in the game. Farrell hits a line drive into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0-for-3 in the game. Melillo hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Haas, who is chasing the ball. Melillo reaches third base with a triple. Lynn Storti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Storti is 0-for-3 in the game. Storti hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Storti for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Browns 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Benny Bengo now catching. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Cochran hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 9-3, Athletics. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got three RBIs. Simmons takes first base on ball 4. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 3-for-4 in the game, with three singles. Fox hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Simmons moves to second. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 2-for-3 in the game, with two doubles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Simmons moves to third. Fox moves to second. One out. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. McNair hits a line drive into left field. Goslin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. he's got one RBI. Dykes hits a fly ball into center field. Schultz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 9, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Levy hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tom Jenkins pinch hits for Dick Kaufman. Tom Jenkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jenkins hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Levy moves to second. Fred Schultz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schultz is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Schultz hits a line drive into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Levy moves to third. One out. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. He's got one RBI. Burns hits a fly ball into right field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Levy scores. Two outs. It's 9-4, Athletics. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Campbell hits a pop-up towards first. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 9, and St. Louis Browns, 4. Goodbye from Scheib Park in Philadelphia.